What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef is coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes talking potatoes. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And birthday's brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hello, guys. Today is my amazing kiddo Bailey's 8th birthday. She listens to you guys every day with me in the car, and she has been her whole life listening. She's asked me every day for the last month to make sure I send you guys a birthday request.
Don't screw it up.
So could I please ask for a little kid fish sandwich, a juicy fart, and the turtles, as she says they are her favorites, even though she doesn't know what they're doing. Thank you, fellas, and congrats on 20 amazing years. Rock on. That from Mama Sammy.
I gotta find my turtle.
The turtle?
Oh, the one the guy
Somebody
gave us?
Somebody gave us some turtles.
Oh, the coasters.
Oh, yeah.
No. Those toasters.
Turtles that my niece and nephew really liked.
Yeah. Oh, those little toys?
Yeah. But they don't know what the turtle sound is either.
Nope. They're actual coasters.
Are they?
The guy who gave them to me.
Oh, okay.
They're coasters.
And when you no S.
Yes.
Oh, so you put your drink on.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, where'd they go?
Well, I got two at home. I'll bring one in for you.
Okay. Did your family steal that mic?
No. No, I know specifically they did not make it home with the kids.
All right.
Hello, guys. Happy 19th birthday to my youngest of four, Anakin. Since the day his mom bailed on his siblings and I, he's been my sidekick.
Oh.
Zap.
Oh.
He's the last one in my house, and I'm good with that as long as you're in school and playing baseball, following your dreams, or paying some rent. He's literally been listening since the drive home from the hospital, so a lifelong fan. And, Miles, he still talks about golfing with you a few months back. He has been saying, Ola Bachola. And resisting the shot of the day toast since he could talk. So could you give him a bong rip? Your penis is too small because I know you're the one who's been stealing my weed, you little bastard. I love you from Coach Dad. Guys, birthday shout out to my brother Cody. We just met a few short years ago. I was adopted at birth and connected through DNA. He's been caring and supportive anytime I come visit, always made me feel loved, and I want him to know how much I love him and appreciate him. He lives in Baston and loves listening to the men's room.
Oh, the
I
way
heard
in
him
Baston?
One day on a big dummy.
Right.
So please have the dirty Germans tell how great of a carpenter he is. A bong rip also from his sister and a fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. That's from Kerry in Tacoma.
Tacoma, Kerry?
Not the Kerry you know in Boston, is it?
I believe it is. He's been a lifelong fan.
Yeah.
Sure, I get a fish sandwich.
Yeah, I think there's some confusion. He's not a great carpenter. He just knows how to lay wood.
Yeah, he gets the splinters in there.
Yeah.
He puts everything together. Bolts, nails, wood.
He likes balls of wood.
Yes, he does. Guys, birthday.
He's a carpenter.
Yeah.
What do I wish my sister, Rachel, a very happy birthday from the captain. She listens to you guys every day. I love you, sis. Keep on rocking that from Sarah.
Ooh, well, how old is Sarah turning and do we know?
Rachel.
Rachel.
Yes.
Oh, Sarah's the one that Sarah screw you. It's not your day. It's all about Rachel. Well, Rachel, I don't know what you plan on doing for your birthday, but if you're that young Capitan, a man of the water, maybe head down to the beach. That's what me and the mascots like to do, but we don't really like to invite shredded wheat there because it's shredded. Crunch berries. But y'all, I'll tell you
is when the captain says me and the mascots. I feel like I've been left out.
Ooh.
Like, what are you guys doing?
Uh-oh. Let's see. Patolas, today is my 29th birthday. I cannot express how much gratitude I have for you guys with the entertainment you bring me every day. I would like a couple of thrill shotgun gets and some dad jokes from Miles. You all are awesome and have a great day, gentlemen. That from Cody in Boston.
Boston.
Is that the same carpenter?
I don't know if it's the same carpenter, but it's the same town of Boston.
Is it?
Get!
Yeah, it's same Cody.
Get!
Yeah, you already got a birthday shout out. Your sister took care of it.
Get!
Let's go out to the Cape. Go out to Neptune's.
Dudes, it's my birthday again, and your show is my comfort blanket. Tired of music? Listen to the Men's Room. Tired of the news? Men's Room. Time to watch football? Men's Room IPA. It's my birthday. Could I have the Dirty German suggesting some things for my wife to try tonight? Thanks, guys. That from Gene Allen.
Yeah, tonight I would say try lip balm and the Texas grip.
Yeah. So, you know, as you could also do is buy some Pop Rocks, put some in your mouth, or also Cool Whip.
Yeah. Oh,
Cool Whip and Pop Rocks. Yeah. Just remember to clean up afterwards.
Actually, fill your mouth full of Frank's Red Hot and tell him, stop screaming.
Yeah. Or maybe tonight's the night you make brisket sexy.
Yeah.
Michelle, today's my 47th trip around the sun. Big fan of the show. You guys always make me laugh and make my day much more bearable while at work. No one who sends me birthday wishes listens to the show, so this is on me. How about some dad jokes from Montgomery and some thrill shotgun gets? Thanks, guys. That's from Trucker Carl in the South.
Carl.
Get.
Guys, I plugged my headphones into a soda can.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Pop music.
Listening to pop music. What's a pirate's favorite fast food restaurant?
Arby's.
You know, Ted, before they invented crowbars, most crows just drank at home. Steve, what do you call an atom that doesn't laugh?
An atom that doesn't laugh?
Yes.
An
atom that doesn't laugh. Your brother would get this.
A neutron?
I don't know.
No laughing matter.
All right.
What does a G-string and barbed wire have in common?
You get in trouble if you touch them?
They don't obstruct your view. And what's a deaf person's favorite band?
Def Leppard.
Ooh, good answer. Deftones. And finally, for the birthdays, guys, today is my friend Virgil's birthday. Been tight friends for over 30 years. Always been there for one another no matter what. Unfortunately, I'm moving to Arizona where the twins are bouncing about 365 days a year. But secretly, he's probably very relieved. He's turning 52, acts like he's 25. We're constantly doing pranks on one another. 90% of the time, it's when one is sleeping because we both can't stand being woken up. But even all the disgusting and extremely funny things we've done, the arguments and hangups, blocking one another so we can't contact him, wouldn't change any of it. So could you have the turtles having sex at a huge big old bong rip? Happy 52nd birthday there, Virg Hole. Thanks, guys.
Fell off the bed, Mike.
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Shrine.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Fly. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef now.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Good to see everybody out here today. Now, you can make a lot of things in a kitchen, but I think one of the most ubiquitous things that everybody loves, potatoes.
Potatoes, yeah.
You like potatoes in the morning?
Yeah.
Right? Hash brown?
About a potato pancake, preferably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sir, yes or no? Do you like potatoes in the morning?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. That's why I said just preferably.
Hash browns,
mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff, right? I feel like lunchtime, usually going to be a bag of chips if you're having potato products.
Mm-hmm. French fries? Yeah.
During the week lunch. Weekend lunch, you get a little wild. There might be potato salad. Mm-hmm. And then nighttime, potatoes thriving.
Yeah, potato whatever.
I would also say potato salad is arguably, if that counts as a salad, that's got to be the best salad out there.
Well, do they count as salad? Shrimp salad, chicken salad, potato salad, pasta salad. It's not that I don't eat salads.
Fruit
I don't
salad.
Eat the leafy ones or fruit ones.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
A fruit salad?
Yeah.
Yummy, yummy.
It would be nice to be like, all I eat is salads. It's like, dude, you're gaining weight. It's like, well, yeah, it's chicken salad.
Yeah, chicken potato salad.
Pasta salad. So back in August, we had National Potato Day. And a new poll looked at the most popular homemade potato dishes.
Okay.
This one's a little interesting to me. So think about homemade potato dishes. What do you think you actually make at home?
I mean, outside of the holidays, pretty much nothing.
Mashed potatoes.
Once in a while, like I said, holidays we do mashed potatoes. Maybe three times a year do we actually do baked potatoes. And then we say the same thing you said. Yeah. I can't believe we don't do this more. And we still don't. Right. But they're tremendous.
So the air fryer with frozen french fries. That's probably the two.
All right.
Mashed potatoes, holidays, frozen french fries.
So mashed potatoes is number one. Yeah. They just have the top four here. Number two on the list is potato salad.
I will do that on occasion.
It's hard to make.
I feel like my mom used to make it at least like once a month.
My wife and I generally, we will divide and conquer on that. Like, I just don't feel like boiling potatoes and cutting them. So she's like, I will do that, and then you hook it up.
I just like the southern, Amish style, more yellow.
Yeah.
Instead of the German potato salad, which is more of a clear vinegar base.
Right, there's like normal potato salad to me that's just mayo, and then I'm with you. I like the mustard kind of, I like mayo in there too, but add some mustard.
Yeah.
Right, and then, the German style is like
more vinegar.
Right, just like a
vinegar. Just a little bit of celery.
Yeah, but potato salad's great, and during the summertime, you'd be shocked. Some of the store-bought stuff's really good.
It is.
You can't go wrong with it.
And Kroger's
it's
got it.
So easy.
There's a deviled egg one that's pretty good.
Coleslaw. Oh. Macaroni style. Just grab all three.
All right. So, mashed potatoes, number one. These are homemade potato dishes. Potato salad, then. Baked potatoes.
Hell yeah.
Sure. Easy to do.
I'm with you again.
It feels like, I don't know, if you're grilling steaks, sometimes you wrap that potato in foil and throw it up there. But I can't tell you the last time I baked a potato in my kitchen.
Because I feel like when you have a baked potato, almost to your point, it's like it's going to go with something else. Like, I have the steak. Oh, mm-hmm. baked potato would be great. Mm-hmm. But like Miles said earlier, if you dress it right, it is a meal.
Also,
man. You know, bacon, cheese, sour cream, potato, green onions, you name it.
The air fryer will save you about 15 to 20 minutes on a baked potato.
Yeah, 100%.
So like you could do it about 35 minutes, depending on the size.
I sometimes too, man, I like to get just like the little red potatoes.
Yeah.
You chop those up, man. Throw them in a frying pan and just kind of brown them up. And
done that a few times. Yeah. I'm just thinking baked potato now. We got NFL football Sunday, so I'm thinking. Because for whatever reason on Sunday, particularly during football, even something that quote-unquote takes forever to make, right? So you'll fire up the crock pot. You'll do the baked potato. Because for whatever reason, I don't mind waiting for food on that day. So I might do some baked potatoes.
Well, generally, you're snacking on something beforehand.
Yeah, this is correct, yes.
Last on the list, by the way, they had breakfast potatoes or hash browns.
I've never done them homemade.
And you know what?
I mean, I've done them at a restaurant, but like I've never done them at home.
You missed the goat.
What's that?
Potato skins, man, done right. I mean.
But homemade?
Well, if you do them right. You could do them in the air fryer. Well, ideally, you need a deep fryer. But, I mean, you can get away with really good potato skins.
I love potato skins, right? And I will buy them frozen. I'll buy them in a restaurant. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever been to somebody's home and they said, hey, I handmade these.
Yeah.
Have you?
More like the strips. I made them before.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
It's a process. Awesome. Like, twice baked potatoes are great. But you got to scoop all that stuff out.
You do. And then you make mashed potatoes the next night.
Yeah, and then get it going in there. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, like potato pancakes. Isn't that what a Lakhi is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Jewish faith.
Oh, my God. Faith? So good.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff's all great. Also, I mean, just potato chips.
The standard. Yeah.
Right? They also looked at regional dishes that are for potatoes that are popular in certain parts of the country.
Now, when you say dish, that strikes me as homemade, right?
This is state by state.
Right.
So this is just kind of like so think of not just potatoes, but something that involves potato in it.
Okay.
Like number one on the list, Mike and I absolutely love it. Miles hates it, and it's massive in New England.
Scalloped potatoes.
The dish. But there's other stuff involved.
Oh.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You and I love this one.
Right. Miles hates it. I think Thrill hates it, too, because there's peas and carrots involved, too.
Oh, shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir. It's been a minute since I made a shepherd's pie, but doggone it,
I know what it is in Washington, I bet. Clam chowder. I'm just thinking.
You're right. Those are potatoes.
That's got to be.
Well, yeah. The West Coast one's weird. By the way, Thrill, real quick, difference between a shepherd's pie and a cottage pie. Explain it to him.
The shepherd's pie specifically has to have, is it lamb or beef?
Lamb.
So the shepherd's pie is specifically lamb, and then the cottage pie is something that's
usually
not lamb.
Beef. Yeah.
Usually beef.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be beef.
Miles, you brought up the West Coast, so here's a weird one. West Coast loves potato tacos.
I don't think I've ever had a potato taco.
I mean, I've had the little cheap one. You get a Taco Bell. But Gen Z likes potato tacos. I'm guessing
maybe... Is it like diced potato in it, I guess?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
But now Taco Bell, you just get the french fries, right?
But is it diced potato and then typical taco stuff that goes in there? Tomato, lettuce, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, a little chipotle sauce in there.
Okay. Mm. I mean, it sounds good.
Think of like you've been to the bars and they have tachos, right?
Yes.
Which is nachos on tater tots. Just shove all that in a tortilla and you have a potato taco.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Mid-Atlantic states like Pennsylvania and New York. What do they love, Miles? You grew up eating them.
Potato logs?
Pierogies. Remember, we're going dishes now.
That's right.
Dishes.
Okay. Pierogies are good, man.
They are awesome.
And filling.
They say in the South, people like potato soup.
Okay.
I don't dislike potato soup, but the thing about the South is it's always hot and humid. That is the last thing I'd want to eat in the South.
The lady and I were on a potato soup kick for a little while there. You throw some cheese in there. It's not bad. Yeah. Pretty good. Throw a little hot sauce in there.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's exactly.
I just feel like potatoes are kind of like the soup supporter. They're not the star.
It's one notch above scalloped potatoes.
Okay. Damn.
Well, I'm just saying.
My bad. Is gnocchi anywhere on this list, I wonder?
No. It's just not.
Okay.
The Midwest.
Screw me then.
They're big on potato casseroles and potatoes au gratin.
All right. Okay.
I make a mean tater tot casserole.
Okay. Do you?
It's literally called like cracked or tater tot crack casserole.
What's the layers on top?
Crack so roll. It's all mixed together, man.
Oh, okay.
But there's, you know, a ranch packet, cheese, bacon bits. I only make it around the holidays because you feel your, you can feel your like stuff on the inside dying.
You can feel your heart stopping beating.
Right.
But, but is it the star of the show when you take it someplace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kicks ass. Texas and surrounding areas, they just like potato salad, like the barbecue culture.
Yep, yep.
Potato salad's there. Let's see. Rocky Mountain states, they keep it simple with mashed potatoes and baked potatoes. I know the West Coast loves potato vodka. Potato tacos?
Potato vodka's pretty good.
Gen Z's into potato tacos. People over 65 don't eat them. They don't eat tacos, period. Just 58% of Gen Z'ers like mashed potatoes, but boomers love a mashed potato.
Yes.
So, hey, potatoes, man. Go eat some.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. And thank you, for guys, for checking us out on YouTube.
Yeah, man.
Well, for your viewing pleasure right now, we are up at KISW Rock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Get up, y'all. At 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that listening to joyful music can ease motion sickness, but sad songs can make it worse.
Don't sad songs make everything worse?
Pretty much.
They say so much.
I mean, they do, depending what you're, if I'm trying not to feel ill because of motion sickness, I just feel like a sad song would be a bad choice.
I mean, it is what people do, though. You're going through a breakup, you listen to, like, sad songs.
Sure. I get it there. It kind of helps you through your moment, but, like, motion sickness, cue up, Everybody Hurts.
See, I've got that. That's basically a form of vertigo.
Yeah.
I don't know that music has ever helped me.
Well, why don't you try some happy music, Miles?
Try some upbeat stuff. All
right.
Wait a minute.
Listen to that station you listen to in your car anyway. Like, right. That would be the station.
Yeah,
to
put the rock.
That's... I missed the beginning of that.
Motion sickness, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just for people that are already in a bad mood.
No. No.
Oh,
no,
like, motion why are you still sickness. Listening to sad songs?
No. Motion sickness, you know, and next time that you feel a little car sick, just turn on Girls Want to Have Fun and you're all good to go.
You'll be fine.
You'll be all
You don't
right.
hear her bitching about motion sickness.
Not at all. She's doing great.
Yeah, you know what? You got motion sickness? AC/DC.
Bam. Like it. According to research, food choices should play a role in your pain relief.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they're talking about, like, joint pain or anything. Like, honestly, that could even help, too, depending on your food choices. Yeah, what you put into your body has
a direct effect. I would have never guessed that.
I mean, it's hard to, yeah.
Come on.
I don't get it. I mean, I get it. Probably if you're putting healthier stuff in, it'll help you recover quicker.
Sure. Yeah.
But every time I've had a surgery and you can't do much, it's like, I don't know, let's order a pizza.
Right? Yeah, that's pretty much the go-to.
I mean, we do heal emotional wounds through food.
Yeah.
You know, I've gotten bad news before, and honestly, the first thing that comes to my mind is, like, I could go for a milkshake.
I can't believe that, you know, movies where people are going to be sad, right? Like, I don't know, Marley and Me or some crap like that. Serve ice cream.
Oh, that's a good call.
Like, look, this movie's going to be sad, so we actually have ice cream on special because that's what you're going to do. We're going to sell it to you by the pint, give you a spoon, no judgment.
Start making sad movies with like a little intermission in the middle, and then you just have an ice cream bar that everybody goes to.
Yeah, seriously.
A little chocolate bar.
My feelings.
Yeah.
Here you go, guys. That's a good call. Nobody cries and eating ice cream.
No, man. You can't cry into your doggone ice cream.
Hey, it's so be good. More brownie batter.
I couldn't cry eating McDonald's either.
No.
Yeah. Always happy. Like, oh, yeah, cheeseburger.
Woo!
Bring back.
There's just a different flavor.
I'm never sad about that.
Just hits different. Painting your home white could help keep things cool during your summer months.
Yeah, don't say.
Like, reflects light and stuff.
Jesus Christ, guys, come on.
I don't know. Because it was like, it could save your life during a heat wave. Like, easy on that.
I don't think it'll save your life, but yes, it will reflect the heat back.
If you're flying over hot areas and you're in an airplane, you look down, and most of the roofs are painted silverish white.
About to say, weren't they finding that in, like, places that record higher levels of heat? Like, they're starting to make reflective roofs off the
bus.
So that who's living in a black house?
I mean, mine's bluish. You were in my place.
Right, but I'm just saying, generally, houses aren't just like jet black or
generally. There's a few people that do it, but generally the materials are a little different that are painted black.
Right, you might have black fixtures and stuff. I'm just saying, it would seem like, I don't know, this story just annoys me. Sorry.
I get that's why I'm not working on it, Ted.
Good.
Because I knew it would hurt your feelings.
Grinds my gears.
There it is. There it is. Put on your thinking caps, kids. It's time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. Good luck. It is a Z word that describes things that have the form of an animal. A Z word that describes things that have a form of an animal. Any guesses out there?
Zoomorph. Zoo. It's got to start with zoo.
Zoomorphophobia.
Yeah.
Zoom.
Zonogram.
All I want to do is zoom.
Zoomorph.
You guys are dancing all around it. It's zoomorphic.
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 Right. Zoomorphic.
Well, I got zoomorph.
I've never heard zoomorphic used in a sentence.
I've never heard the word, but zoo means animal, morph means the shape of, so I figured, all right, well,
he said his Z word.
I'm not saying he's ugly, but he's a little zoomorphic, all right?
Okay. I'm not saying you're ugly, I'd say you're visually acidic.
Thrill, I know that you already know this, boss, but scientists have detected the strongest gravitational wave signal ever recorded when two black holes collided.
Mm-hmm.
They made one big wave.
Yeah.
That is what happens.
Yeah. These two are making waves.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
These two black holes combine to make one big wave.
When space-time is rocking, don't come knocking.
<Yeah. laughs> Sent that wave a billion years out here.
Making science sexy.
Yeah, that's right.
They just sucked into each other.
Yeah.
They did.
That's my whole thing, is that they bounced off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would think that one would just absorb into the other.
Nope.
No.
Come on in here, baby.
Equal fit.
We're going to make one big black hole.
Nope.
Doink.
Right.
Did a doink.
What
doink.
Did it doink, though?
Must be like magnetics, you know?
And these things have a mass that's like 30 times our sun or something like that.
But infinitely smaller.
Right. That's insane.
Yeah.
Space is insane and it's terrifying.
Space be crazy.
Space be crazy.
I'm pretty sure that's the official NASA motto. NASA, space be crazy.
It is wild out there.
Oh, God. The first koala chlamydia vaccine has been approved.
Thank God.
Now we're going to have sex with koalas.
Finally.
Well,
these years, I'm like, the only reason I'm not having sex with you is because you have chlamydia.
The problem is there's a lot of anti-vax koalas out there, so it's not going to get solved.
There are, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Refuse.
I'm not taking it.
Well, I refuse the jab.
That's how they would sound.
Hey, mate. Nah.
Cranky?
Oi, mate, get that needle away from me. I ain't taking it.
Now that's a needle.
Refuse the jab.
That's needle. Refuse the jab. Get it away.
He's just kind of like, he's like drinking a beer already.
And I'm
taking that, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a koala, not your guinea pig. A new study found that treating opioid addiction in jails leads to fewer ODs and reduced reincarnation after reincarceration.
Oh. reduces.
I knew I was going to screw that up.
I came back as a meth head. I died as a meth head.
I figure you give up a lot of stuff if you're in jail. I mean, you can get what you can get, but you can't do it on a reg.
Right. I like the idea of treating them for their addictions. It's like, hey, you're locked up anyway. Like, let's see if we can work some stuff out.
And I mean, in theory, that's supposed to be part of what jail is.
Rehabilitation?
Reform, rehabilitation. It's not, but I'm saying that in theory, that is how they sell it.
Yeah. I saw a guy the other day talking about his time in prison, and he's like, you ain't got to worry about when they're doing opiates. He's like, you could tell when meth hits gets in the jail.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like, everybody does it for as long as they can. They're up for 3 days. And he's like, that's when you get, like, really bad stuff happening.
Ah,
like,
oh, okay.
Jeez, oh, Wes. Jeez, oh, Wes. Well, we're getting into the holiday seasons, gentlemen. Any month that ends with burr, all of a sudden all these decorations start coming out.
Yep.
And our homes start looking a little bit cluttered.
Yep.
Well, luckily, we can just identify those things that are making your home cluttered.
The Men's Room Top 10.
The decorations.
Yeah. The Men's Room Top 10.
This comes to us from Backyard Garden Lover, and it's the things that almost always make your house look cluttered. Just kind of offhand, what do you guys see that makes your house look cluttered?
My existence.
Anything that
I mean, it's just you got kids, man, so there's going to be a jacket on the back of the chairs. There'll be a pair of shoes that are sitting under the dining room table. I don't care, but it is cluttered. It's real life, but it's cluttered.
It's my own fault, but the Chaise Lounge sometimes on my couch just becomes like where sweatshirts end up.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, I'm going to take this one today.
My thing is lawn art. If you got too much of that, it looks, I think you got like a trashy looking house.
Gotcha. You're probably the only one that I can think of in this room there, Miles, that you probably don't have a whole lot of clutter. You're a very clean guy.
I have nothing.
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 Good man.
There's
no catch all in your house or no table that.
No. I swear to God, I cannot sit down, get stoned, watch television. The worst thing you could do is put a napkin on the floor or tissue between me and the TV. I would stare at that thing for hours and wonder why it's there and why no one has picked it up. That would be a psychological warfare. Miles, you cannot get up. You have to watch a show with that napkin on the floor.
And then tell me about the show.
I would absolutely lose my I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Sounds like my wife.
Yeah, I just couldn't do it.
Just go to bed. I can't. The kitchen's dirty.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm serious.
So these are things that almost always make your home look cluttered. They actually start, we talked about it earlier today, the unmade bed.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Honestly, if your bed isn't made, I get it. It's not like there's anything different on it. It's just sheets and a blanket and pillows and everything.
It just
there.
Looks messy.
But if it's messy, it doesn't. It makes it look cluttered.
Honestly, other than sleeping, I don't spend any time in my bedroom.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, nobody else should.
I go to bed, I wake up, I'm out.
Yeah,
right. I don't see it.
That's why I took the TV out. No more TV in the bedroom.
Really?
Yes.
Dude, I have one in there, but unless I'm going to sleep or I'm up early, like watching a sporting event, like I would never sit in there. I can't just lay in bed. And once I'm up,
yeah,
I'm
watch
up.
TV, yeah.
But I do like it in there for like going to sleep or watching F1 at 6 a.m.
Attaboy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Throw pillows show up on the list. Throw pillows.
Just depends on how many.
But we use them.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm like, you can put them up there, it's fine. But I mean, they're under your butt, they're behind your head, the dog's laying
on. I just
don't
want them on
them.
My bed.
You know? Yeah, not my bed.
That's one thing I hate about hotel rooms. You got to take like 500 pillows off or you get a bed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that big log pillow. You like the log pillow?
Well, I like to put it between my legs when I sleep on my side.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
And pretend he's got a big shack hog.
Shack's chicken, shack hog.
Look at that.
Damn, man. A shack hog. You think Shack has a big hog?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you?
Okay. Yes.
All right. I think it's terrifying.
I bet you could jump rope.
I think so.
Shack doesn't.
You think so?
Right. You want a bed?
He's so big, it probably doesn't look big, though.
Oh. It doesn't look big on him.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think if they put it on your body, like, oh my God.
Right, because you could see it.
No, you guys are wrong. It's big even for me.
It does have a low voice.
And it's really huge.
So does it.
Every time it gets erect, I lose blood.
See, if you tell me like Kevin Garnett's got a huge, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
But he's always angry.
Yeah.
Played angry.
Yeah. I got all this hide and no penis.
I actually had my leg amputated.
Well, Dennis Rodman was called the worm for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. His was contused after a while. Remember, he had
that. He earned it.
Twice. Yeah. Three times.
Three times?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to things that almost always make your house look cluttered.
Penis dog.
Shoes not on the rack.
Yeah.
Do you have a shoe rack?
Yes.
Do you?
Now, it's not a shoe rack for, like, guests and whatnot. I have a shoe rack in my closet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And I will do my best. The problem is I can never get it to work properly. My shoes, I don't know if my feet are too long. I don't know if sometimes I have high tops that don't work. But for whatever reason, my shoes do not just sit on the rack. If I take a pair of shoes off, like, three others just fall down.
That's annoying.
It is. It sucks. And it makes me want to destroy everything. But I need it because I've got too many shoes.
See, I should put my shoes down by the entrance. That way it reminds me, always take my shoes off. Because I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my house gets dirty.
Just keep your shoes on?
Yeah, I like to take
them off. That's what vacuum's for.
Yeah, I know.
We got a shoe basket for our guests when they walk in. Touch your shoes in the basket. We got hardwood floors.
Unless they're teens, then you can keep your shoes on.
Exactly. Cords show up on things that almost always make your house look cluttered.
Pretty good about hiding those. I get that from my father, man. He did not tolerate looking at cords.
Same with my old man.
One of those things. So it's gotten drilled into my head.
My old man, there was a handful of projects where he prided himself on hiding the cords in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we mounted the TV in the living room when I was a kid, and I remember watching him do that, just basically create a new outlet halfway up the wall where he mounted his TV at.
Yeah, my father did in one of their old houses, and it looked very natural, but he created like this false beam to separate the rooms, and then I realized he'd run like all the cords through there. So 18 different things are getting serviced, and he's like, I'm not looking at cords. He will not look at cords. So, yeah, he built this whole beam.
That looks cluttered.
That's pretty ingenious.
Exactly. Undone or unfolded laundry. Yeah.
Sure.
I got the basket sitting there literally in my room right now that needs to be folded.
Well, I leave it in the laundry room, right? So, like, whatever's in the laundry room, I don't care. There's a utility sink, there's a washer, there's a dryer, there's clothes in the basket, it's fine. Once it gets dragged out of that room, makes its way to the living room, that's when my wife will have the snap and like, I am folding this now.
So you just put the out of the dryer into the basket.
Correct.
But not folded.
Correct.
See, I have to fold it when it's hot so that my clothes don't look all wrinkled.
Yep. Yep.
So I'll leave it in. I'll leave it in there, even just put it in for 5 more minutes to get it hot.
Oh, I get you.
You know what I'm saying? And then when I'm ready to fold.
Fluff it a little bit.
I'm ready to fold.
Yeah.
I mean, I can leave it in the dryer for 2 days.
I will walk each T-shirt to my bedroom to hang.
Individually?
Well, you take them as a group.
Yeah.
But the socks and underwear, they just hang out in the dryer till I need them.
Because that's kind of an easy grab.
I kind of. And then when they're dirt, at night, when I go home and take them off, they go in the washer.
All right. That makes sense. But you could always warm your underwear, too. Like, if you don't have 5 minutes, boom. So when you put on your socks and underwear, they're warm.
I don't need them warm.
He has hot bees, bro. We've established.
Yeah, and like I'm one of those. Mike's like with me. Like I get out of the shower, I'm already sweating for a minute. Like last thing I need is hot underwear.
Exactly. Things that almost always make your house look cluttered: too many photos. It depends on the person
and how they do it.
Yeah.
Some people just there is this absolute tribute to every generation of their family from around the world, and there's just pictures everywhere. But there's no symmetry to it.
Mm-hmm. You got to have some though.
Yeah.
Like, my place now, I have photos up. The place before, I didn't. People are like, how long have you lived here? Hang a photo. I'm like,
I still don't have any photos.
The worst is people who put up, like, 9 million photos on the stairwell.
Oh, yeah?
And they stagger them all the way up.
Yeah.
Because who wants to stop and look on a stairwell?
That's what I'm saying. They don't.
It's like the last
They're
place.
Doing it out of obligation. Yeah. It's not because they want you to look.
Right. What are you doing up there? I'm looking at the pictures one step at a time.
Right.
Things on the kitchen counter.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Like the kitchen's an easy spot for a catch-all, which it shouldn't be. The kitchen is for making and preparing food.
But it's also where everyone goes instantly.
Correct.
Right, just instantly, that is where you go.
It is the meeting spot. You know, you have a living room, you have a family room, whatever it is that you have. The kitchen is the congregate spot.
Yeah, no, we have a very large kitchen island, and I know that on the one side of it will be my wife's purse, her keys, and sunglasses.
Yeah.
On the other side away from me, it'd be a few pieces of unopened mail. And something from the kids' school.
Unsorted mail shows up number 3 on the list.
Mm-hmm. We don't really have that. I guess, I think it's an app, but like, whatever mail is being delivered to my home, my wife knows.
Yeah.
This bill's coming today. This thing is coming today. Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, so I'm like, hey, I'm going to go check the mail. And she'll be like, don't bother. It's just junk. Just wait, you know, wait until tomorrow.
Certain days for certain stuff. I don't think I know.
I don't
that.
Know that it's certain days for certain stuff, but there's got to be an app where she will know, like, if you're expecting a check or a bill or something. She'll be like, I don't know. It'll get here Friday. How do you know this?
Yeah.
You know, wild. But she's right. Yeah.
Excessive decor shows up on the list of things that almost always make your house look cluttered.
Decor.
I will say, though,
I do respect people, and generally it's like the wife or girlfriend, but when you go to their house and they have decorations up for like every season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, all right.
Actually, we have a friend, and I like her move. So they have a Christmas tree in their dining room. It's up year-round. Like anyone, they hate trying to take it down, so they simply decorate the tree to represent the holiday. I most recently saw, I guess it was last Halloween, it was the coolest tree ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, look, I'm just going to take all this crap off on Christmas decorations. When Valentine's Day comes around, I'll hang up hearts, but I'm like, it's actually a pretty cool idea.
When I used to pull one up, it was just a travel tree. So everywhere I would go, I would buy an ornament. That had nothing to do with the holidays.
Right.
It just had to do with, like, you know, the town I was in.
Yeah.
Or whatever the deal is. Unless, of course, I was in Leavenworth, and it probably was Christmas themed. But I just hang those up. So, like, my whole tree was just covered in where I'd been.
Nice.
You know, just to remind.
I like that. Then the number one thing that almost always makes your house look cluttered. It's kind of easy to say this about this. Unused furniture.
Well, yeah.
Oh. Well, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. There's a handful of things that we hold on to because we've gotten it for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. Family heirlooms, I stopped taking them because I don't want the ones that I have half the time.
Right.
And they start getting in the way. They start being cluttered everywhere.
I have a chair in my living room. I never sit in it.
Nope.
I have a chair and a sofa. That's it. Mm. I'm never in that chair. Mm. And the chair is directly in front of the TV perfectly.
Damn.
Like, why don't I sit there?
I sit in one place in the living room all the time. But between the kids and the dog, everything ends up getting used.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my wife has her spot. I have my spot. And that actually never in fact, if you're sitting in my spot, for move.
That's right.
It does not move.
Get out.
Yeah.
A man in South Dakota was bitten by an African cobra, but you won't believe how that happened,
in
Miles.
In South Dakota, how did that happen?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Just a quick note from apparently everyone that's watching us on the YouTube stream here. Yeah, basically, just download the USPS app. And it will tell you what mail is being delivered to your home.
They got an app?
Everybody's got an app. I bet you my kid has an app. I bet you he's probably like a human QR code. I feel like I just hold my phone up to him.
Scan him.
Take a picture of him and end up looking at a menu somewhere. Yeah. But today we toast an unnamed 18-year-old man from Greenville, South Carolina.
Mm.
Now, he recently rescued two men that were stuck on the waterfall at Falls Park. He said, quote, I saw one of them almost slip and fall. I was like, all right, it's go time. I booked it over there. I jumped over some rocks to get over there. And thankfully, there was an indent where I could put my feet and then prop myself up. Then they grabbed my wrist and I pulled them up. And naturally, he's being hailed as a hero for the selfless act. Blah, blah, blah. But the main reason we're toasting him, in addition to doing that, he was dressed as Spider-Man.
Oh, nice.
A badass.
And apparently, this dude is always dressed as Spider-Man because they call him the Greenville Spider-Man. But he does stuff like this. So even the residents there are like, oh, he's corny, but seriously, like, if you're getting mugged and he shows up, like, he beats the mugger's ass. He's also trained in CPR and all the rest of this, so, like, if you're having some kind of medical... I don't know, but, I mean, he's... Okay. But, yeah, he actually saved them off of a waterfall while dressed as Spider-Man.
He's got to blow through the mask.
Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
It's going to contest on the line now for Profile. That's 206-803-ROCK. Profile, this is next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.